get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. I want to thank you for listening and for making Tee to Green part of your Sunday. And welcome in Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Good to have you along for the ride today. We got a good lineup for you on the show. Golf is the only sport where you are both a player and a referee. It's a game of honor. You can call a penalty on yourself. Because of that, you should know, understand, and keep up with the rules of the game. How many of us really do that? Well, yesterday, Jerry and I attended a rules seminar, a golf rules seminar, right here at the Broadmoor, given by Pete List, the Director of Rules and Competition with the Colorado Golf Association. And afterward, we sat down with Pete, and we'll play that interview for you today on Tee to Green. Brush up on some of those golf rules. But at first, one of the longtime movers and shakers in the American golf industry, Roy Nix, will be here. Roy is the executive director of the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals, also known as the AGCP, and he'll tell us about that organization, what they do. He'll also tell us what you should know about golf clubs before you buy them. You know, there are 13 different elements to a golf club, 11 different specifications, and yes, it can get complicated. Roy's going to try to help us simplify that a little bit. Roy Nix is also the man behind the popular online golf information site Golf Wire, and we'll talk to Roy Nix about that and a whole lot more today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We have a website. We'd love for you to check us out at teetogreenradio.com. And you can also like us on Facebook from our website, teetogreenradio.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, teeing it up with Roy Nix as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline Next Gen made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy Next Gen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. This is Tee to Green. This segment of Tee to Green presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. Add them up, that's 100 years, a century of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade, right here in Colorado Springs. If you're out of the area, you can call 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, for another edition of Tee to Green, the golf show. Lots of good things and a lot of exciting things happening in the world of golf these days, Jerry, and we're here to talk about some of those.
Right, and locally here, too, Broadmoor will have two courses open starting tomorrow, so they'll be ready to roll here for a little bit as they finish off the redesign, if you will, a little bit of the West course that'll be opening in about a month, and they'll have all three things going here. And since I survived the storm while camping the other night, I'll be here to enjoy it.
My partner was out fishing and camping in 70-mile-an-hour winds. That's dedication for you.
It's something. I don't know if it's dedication or not. But
some parts of the country, though, still thawing out. They had some big snows up in the Northeast, and so I imagine that set their golf course openings or whatever they were doing, working on the golf courses, back a little bit. But for the most part, most people are thinking golf these days and getting out and getting the sticks out and hitting that little white ball around. Speaking of the sticks, our next guest is the executive director of the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals, the AGCP. I should say our first guest, Roy Nix. If you're like a majority of golfers, once you develop enough of an interest in any kind of club or set, you probably head online or head out to your local golf store or pro shop to take a look and maybe test hit the clubs. How many of us really go out and get custom fit for a set of golf clubs? Roy's going to talk to us about the importance of doing that and about the AGCP and just what it does as we welcome Roy Nix to Tee to Green this morning. Good morning, Roy. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. Glad to be with you and Jerry this morning.
Well, it's been a long time. We should have gotten you on a lot sooner before this, but now that you're here, great to have you on board. You're also behind GolfWire, which is an online golf website, and you do a lot of great things there. We'll probably talk about that in just a little bit. But first, tell us about the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals. How long have you guys been around, and what is it exactly that you do?
This year will be our seventh annual convention. We've been around, right at 7 years now. And we're sort of an offshoot of the old PCS that went out of business about 7 or 8 years ago. That was where I got started. And when they went under, I had a group of about maybe two dozen guys that I was emailing on a regular basis that were probably some of the better fitters in the country. Mm-hmm. And we just evolved from that into an organization because we wanted to have a convention, we wanted to promote education, and we wanted to promote the custom club fitting to the public. The main goals of the AGCP are to educate club fitters and to educate the public primarily.
Were you always a guy that had an interest in golf clubs? Were you sort of a tinkerer with your clubs?
Well, my tinkering goes back to when I was in high school playing on the golf team. I used to pull clubs apart and use electrical tape or duct tape or whatever came handy and put them back together to make them a little bit better for me. And I started out as a golf professional back in the 60s. My first head pro job, I was 21 years old, was at a golf course at Fort Benning, Georgia. And from there, my career developed around. I got a bad back, had to quit playing golf, so I got out of the golf business for quite a while. And then my youngest son started playing golf back in, I guess, around 2001, 2002 when he was in high school. And he asked me to help him, and we started putting a set of clubs together. And I said, well, I did this back in the 60s and 70s. So I went online, found some heads and some shafts, and we put some clubs together, and we started playing golf again.
It's amazing what you can do with some electrical tape or duct tape, right?
Yeah, my dad used to laugh at me. You got some of the ugliest clubs I've ever seen, but you play pretty good, son.
I don't think that's legal anymore, or maybe it ever was.
I don't think it is. I don't think it was legal then, but just for me and my dad, when I first started playing, it seemed to work.
Roy, not a lot of players, I guess, get their clubs custom fit, but more people are than in the past. What kind of percentages are we seeing in the growth of that these days?
Wow, it's hard to say because the AGCP deals with just a segment of club fitters. You've got golf pros at golf courses that fit clubs, and they seem to be a separate breed in a way. The PGA is doing more now. We're working with the PGA a good bit. We do some work with the Learning Center down in Port St. Lucie. The head pro there is one of our members. We've got a master professional in Germany, Mike McFadden, who comes over and lectures at our conventions. And we're getting more involved with the PGA, and they with us as complimentary. But there is so much out there that I guess you could call as myths that a lot of guys that don't keep up with it are perpetuating, and we're trying to educate the public to some of this. There's some things like the longer your club is, the further you'll hit it. I think that's one of them, and the less loft you have, the further it will roll. And these are things that are generally true but not specifically true for any particular individual.
Well, we're always bombarded with TV ads and magazine ads for golf clubs and all the new technology, and millions is spent for research and development, telling us that, you just go in there, buy a set of clubs, and magically it's going to knock some strokes off your game. Why should someone get custom fit?
Well, custom fitting gets into... I could probably spend hours telling you about this, but to try to condense it, every golfer athletically, physically is different. Our arms are different lengths. Our fingers are different lengths. Our legs, our waist, every part about our bodies vary from individual to individual. And when you change the golf club, it changes how you swing the golf club. And to exaggerate, to make a point, suppose you've got a golf club that's, say, a 45-inch driver. And you swing that golf club and you drop your right elbow into your side, you got it right in the groove there to hit a great shot, and at 45 inches that works because you get it underneath, you turn your shoulder under, your swing is good. Now, if you were to extend that golf club and make it 6 feet long, it's going to hit the ground behind you and never going to get to the golf ball. And the only way you can get the club to hit the golf ball is by flipping it over and coming around and standing further away from the ball. So what you've done by making the club longer is you're standing up more erect. You don't have the spine tilt you need. So the club is not going to work as well as it would if you were in the proper athletic position. So one of the things we do in fitting is determine what length the club needs to be so that with your body type, body style, athletic ability, you can get the club in the proper position to get maximum power, strength, coordination, and timing so that you hit the ball better. And by the same token, the weight of the club makes a huge difference. We found that the heavier the club is, the more likely a golfer is to swing it inside out. The lighter the club is, the more likely the golfer is to swing it outside in or over the top. You can demonstrate this to yourself. If you, I think you're familiar with the Medicus clubs that are real heavy?
Right.
Yep.
If you take, a Medicus 5-iron and you start to take it back, you can't pick it up with your right hand because it weighs 5 pounds. So you have to use your upper body and your shoulders and your arms to push the club back, and it'll be more inside. And if you take a little child's plastic club, for example, that weighs, a few ounces, and you go to swing that, you instinctively will pick it up with your hands and lift it to the outside. And we believe this is because 40% of the nerve endings in your body are in your fingers. So your fingers are very susceptible to feelings of weight in the golf club. And not to get too deep here, because I don't really know a lot about it, I'm not a scientist, but I've done some reading about the autonomic nervous system. And that's the part of our nervous system that regulates our heartbeat, our breathing rate, and things like this. Which anything you do instinctively, your autonomic nervous system will adjust your body to do it as well as it can.
Wow.
And
okay.
if you give it a heavier object, you're automatically going to make a different move than you do if you have a lighter object.
Okay, well, we're getting into a little body science. I never thought we'd go from club fitting to that, but hey, this is great stuff. Roy, we got to take a break, but can you stick around and stay with us through the next segment as well?
Sure, be glad to.
Okay, Roy Nix is our guest, the executive director of the AGCP. That's the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals. You're listening to Tee to Green, the golf show.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For 3 decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, my name is Kathy Matthews. I'm the operations golf professional at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and I'm here today to talk to you about long irons, fairway woods, and also about putting. What's really helped in my long irons, the advances in technology and the introduction of hybrid clubs. All the major club manufacturers have some form of a hybrid, be it the Cobra Baffler, TaylorMade Rescue, Nike CPR. All the club manufacturers are making these now. To me, it's almost like cheating. The clubs have more bulge and roll. They're weighted in the back of the club to help get the ball up in the air. And I personally have pulled my 3-iron and 4-iron out of my golf bag and seen an increase in distance and those lengths from my irons, and also consistency and accuracy. So I vote for hybrids, and you should definitely try them out at your club's demo day if you haven't already this year.
For more on hybrids and how to hit the ball better in the fairway with long irons or fairway woods, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional. We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Every Sunday we come your way from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We being Jay Ritchie and alongside me, Jerry Butenhoff. Coming up, we're going to talk to Pete List, the Director of Rules and Competition for the Colorado Golf Association. Yesterday, Jerry and I attended a seminar on golf rules given by Pete, and we talked to him afterward. We'll play that interview back for you. We continue with Roy Nix. Roy is the Executive Director of the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals, the AGCP. We were talking before the break about the importance of custom club fitting. And, Roy, one of the things that I think people are probably most wondering about that is if I get custom fit for a set of clubs as opposed to buying clubs online or going to a store or a golf warehouse or any one of the myriad of golf places that are out there where you can buy clubs. And I shoot generally in the mid-90s. If I get custom fit for a set of clubs, will I have a shot at breaking 90? Can it really knock some strokes off my game?
Without a doubt, Jerry, it can. I'm sorry, you're Jay.
I'm Jay, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Jerry's wondering the same thing, though.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay.
I'm used to this. I had the perfect example. I had I'm here at Fort Benning, Georgia, and the British liaison officer came to me a few years ago, said he has never come close to breaking 100, and he was a great, what he called football, we call soccer player in his day, and he's always been a great athlete. And it was really bothering him he couldn't play golf. We fit him into a set of clubs, and he disappeared for about 8 weeks, and he came back, and he said, I want to thank you. I'm now shooting in the mid to low 90s on a consistent basis. And it's basically when you fit a set of golf clubs, I guess if you guys are sitting there together, if you did a high five or shook hands, you wouldn't have any problems getting the palms of your hands matched up to do either function. You know, it's easy to do a high five. If the golf club is matched up to you correctly, you should be able to swing so that your palm of your hand, say, is lined up with the face of the club, and that face of that club, you can point it at the target and hit a relatively straight shot. If your club is too heavy, too long, it makes it more difficult to do this, and therefore your club face is open, your club face is closed. So what we're doing is we're adjusting the club to fit what you naturally do so that you can, say, high-five the golf ball and point it in the direction you want it to go. That's an oversimplification, but it will help you play better.
Roy, there's all sorts of factors that go into club manufacturing, you know, like you mentioned, length, weight, and everything.
Right.
When you and most of the people that are in your business, once you've analyzed someone's swing, My guess is that the first thing that you would really approach would be the flex in the shaft. Am I right, or does that vary for different people also?
If I've got the length right and the weight of the club adjusted properly and it balanced properly, you can hit literally from a lady shaft to a extra stiff long drive shaft fairly well. Now, the shaft is a nuanced fit. What you do with the shaft is a tweak. It's not a major adjustment. I know the typical belief is the shaft is the engine of the club, but it really isn't. It's the shaft is an extension from your hands to the club head to attach that part so you can swing the club. The weight and the length of the club is far more important than the flex of the shaft.
Interesting. Roy Nix with the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals. Roy, who makes up your membership? Are they golf club fitters? Are they pros? Or can anybody join? Or how does that work?
Anyone can join, and we have the ability to educate you from the bottom all the way up to a master. And we've got PGA professionals, PGA master professionals, but most of our members are not golf professionals per se, other than the fact that they're professionals at fitting golf clubs. We've got members all over the world. We just got a member from Russia. We have several members in France. We have members from Holland, England, New Zealand, Australia. We've got at least one in Singapore now. We've got a guy in Hawaii. We got people everywhere.
So if I know very little about golf clubs and how they are made and how they work, I can still become a member?
Absolutely. Anyone can join. It's not a problem. The degree of knowledge that you bring with you is going to help you learn faster, but anyone can learn. We have a private email list that is a members-only type list, and the motto of the list is no such thing as a dumb question, because we all started knowing nothing, and to get to where we are, we had to ask somebody a question. We've got guys, Dana Upshaw in Warner Robins, Georgia, who is known by the editor of Golf Digest as the Golf Club Whisperer because of his ability to fit clubs. Mm-hmm. Dana is on that list, and you can ask any question from the very simplest to the most technical, and Dana will be glad to help you out, and so will any other member.
I think we'll make that the motto of the show, too. There's no such thing as a dumb question, although we've probably had a few in our time. Yeah. So now, do members undergo some sort of training, or will I have to go somewhere to learn this stuff, or how would that work?
There are a number of schools available. I think Golfsmith has schools, Golfworks has schools, Mitchell Golf has schools. We have classes from time to time. During our convention, we've got 3 days of seminars that are created and produced by our members and the masters and some of the PGA professionals that we get into that we get into the more nuanced things that usually the more advanced guys come to the conventions, but we also have beginners classes here also.
Yeah, we've just sort of scratched the surface on what you are and what you do there at the AGCP, but you do have a great website. I know it was revamped recently, and it's bigger and better than ever. Give us the web address.
The web address, the simple one is clubfitter.org, and the long one is agcpgolf.com.
Okay.
You can go there from either one, it gets you to the same website.
agcpgolf.com or webfitter.org. And before we let you go, tell us a little bit about the Golf Wire. How's it going?
What is that now?
Tell us about the Golf Wire and how it's going.
Oh, we send out press. You're talking about the Golf Wire?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, a Golf Week publication, but we send out press releases on that on a regular basis. As our members get certified, we'll put it out there. We'll send out sponsor information on the Golf Wire. We've got a lot of things that go on there.
Yeah. So what's the next big thing for the AGCP?
The next big thing coming up in October, the October 16th through 22nd, will be our annual convention. We'll have a big dinner on Tuesday night for early arrivals to introduce everybody, sort of a get-together to get to know for new people that come in. Then on Wednesday we have a demo day, and then we have a member-sponsored dinner Wednesday night that's catered by one of our local restaurants. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we have 3 days of classes and seminars and lectures.
That must be a heck of a demo day you guys have, too.
Oh, we have a great time. Year before last, we had, what's his name? He's going to kill me. One of the Aldala long drive guys was here.
Uh-huh.
And the range at the golf course is something like 325 yards deep.
That's not enough.
We had to back him up across the parking lot because he carries it over 400.
Put him in another county.
Yeah, he was hitting it through the range, through the forest behind it, into a subdivision on the other side of the woods.
Hey, where's the convention going to be?
The convention is going to be in Columbus, Georgia, at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center. And it's an old, as a matter of fact, the Trade Center here used to be during the Civil War. It was a an ironworks, and they built the ironclad battleships, and they built cannon and swords in the building that we
It's
been renovated as a convention center.
Roy, thanks for taking the time to join us today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Enjoyed it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Roy Nix, the AGCP, AGCP.com. This is Tita Green.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. This is Tita Green, Jay Ritchie, and Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. If you can't find us on your favorite radio station, we are also live and in real time on the Internet. Check us out at titagreenradio.com or at sportsbyline.com each and every Sunday morning. As I said at the top of the show, you know, golf is the only sport where you are both a player and a referee, and you can call a penalty on yourself. Because of that, it behooves you to know, understand, and keep up with the rules of golf. Yesterday, Jerry and I had a chance to do something we hadn't ever done before. We attended a rules seminar, 90-minute rules seminar, right here at the Broadmoor that was given by Pete List, the Director of Rules and Competition with the Colorado Golf Association. And afterward, we sat down, Jerry and I did, with Pete.
The seminar you gave on rules, how many times a year do you do that?
You know, I give about 25 to 30 rules of golf seminars, depending on the year. Generally from January till the start of the major golf season, so through April to May. This year being a change year, more on the 30 side than the 25. So
all the different things that you can do in golf, how did you end up being a rules guy? Because it's not the easiest thing in golf.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I grew up playing the game. I've been playing since I was four, and I had aspirations as a professional. I was actually a golf professional in Boston for a short period of time, and I really enjoyed the tournament aspect. And I figured if I was going to start running golf tournaments, I better learn how to, you know, learn the rules of golf. And I picked up a book, and I just started reading, and I somehow became fascinated with it and began to just learn the 1 through 34 rules and by number. And then now I'm learning their subsections and every different part of it and all the definitions. So it's just something that fascinates me. I know it's a boring read and not for everybody, but just something I've really taken to.
Do people like playing golf with you? I think that's a fair question.
It's a very fair question. I have a lot of good friends that aren't very accomplished with the game, and they ask me a lot of questions. But I don't want to say I turn my eye to them, but they do ask me questions, and I don't call everything on them unless we may have a little something on the side.
Okay, there you go.
When you're giving seminars like you did here today, is it for a lot of clubs or is it for a lot of tournament organizers? Or how does that break down, you know, over the two dozen, let's say, that you do on an average year?
Yeah, you know, we offered it as a free membership benefit to all of our clubs where we'll come in and give a rules of golf seminar to any of our clubs. So generally that's what it is. We also do offer it to high school golf teams, trying to educate our junior golfers. But generally it is to clubs and their membership.
You know, golf is the only game where you call infractions on yourself. It's a game of honor in that respect. Because of that, do you find that people, do they back away from you or do they come to you and ask questions?
I generally get more once they find out what I do for a living, especially you know, my friends who introduce me to their other friends, and they think I have the greatest job in the world. But yeah, I do generally get more questions. What happens if I hit it in this spot or this spot? Or you hit it in the water hazard. And a kid asked Ed Mate, our executive director, a couple of years ago, what happens if I am in a bunker and a monkey jumps on my back? So we definitely get some weird questions. You know, if we're on the golf course, I think most players will try and stay away from you. They don't want to talk to a rules official, especially when you're running an event. But off the golf course, I get a lot of questions on the rules.
I guess if someone was playing at City Park in Denver, which is next to the zoo, the monkey thing could come into play. But that's the only place I can think of offhand.
If we have a jailbreak from the zoo, yeah, we have a few more problems than whether a monkey's on our back in a bunker, I think.
Pete List is our guest. He's the Director of Rules and Competition with the Colorado Golf Association. Pete, in your presentation, the first thing you said, or the first thing that popped up on the screen, too, was play the ball as it lies and the course as you find it, which is about as simple as you can get, but it's also something that's a lot easier said than done.
Well, it is, and I always open up my presentations with saying, if you play the course as it lies, or play the ball as it lies on the course you find it, in every round of golf, you won't need that rules of golf book. But again, occasionally we hit it into a burrowing animal hole, we hit it into a water hazard, and that's where the rules really, the clarification from the book, and it's good to have the book in your bag with you, and really referencing on page 9 where it starts with the how to use a rule book, diagnosing, okay, who's involved, where's the ball, but playing the ball as it lies, and of course you find it is very difficult to do. We all hit it astray, you know, we're not all on tour, and even the tour guys hit it a little astray, so it's easier said than done. But carrying that book in your bag, referencing it, talking to your golf professional if you have a question, they're very knowledgeable, and giving me a call in my office, that's what I'm there for, to answer rules questions all year long.
The original rules of golf, 13 rules, very simple. A lot of golf rules have evolved and had to be put in for certain situations, you know, tournament play where you've got grandstands and all sorts of things like that. But now there's 34 rules, and then there's sections to that. Is it too complicated almost? I mean, everything, I guess, is necessary that's in there now.
Yeah, I would say everything is necessary, and that's just, again, how the game has evolved. You know, when it started, you know, there was four clubs in Europe that started a club that said, hey, we're going to start a golf club, and they came up with, okay, well, let's come up with 13. Well, they didn't. I don't think they decided on a number of 13, but they said, okay, well, this happened, and then, you know, in decisions, but we talk about there's only 34 rules and over 50 definitions. Well, there's over 1,200 decisions in the book, and those are on situations that have actually happened in golf. And that's just 1,200 that the USGA felt were serious enough or difficult enough to add to a book. We have many, many more thousands that could be added for clarification because, you know, even though an experienced rules guy may know them by heart, the average golfer doesn't know, and that's where they hopefully most of the time you can get that answer from the book itself. But we do need the decisions book, and sometimes we need to even go further to that to call the USGA for an actual interpretation.
If you're playing in a tournament or any competition or for money like the guys we see on TV every week, of course, every single rule is important. But most guys or gals playing a casual round of golf, how important are the rules for those folks?
Well, you know, I think that they're always important. Obviously, in competition, they're more important, and there's some things in the rules that definitely deal more with competition than with everyday play. But what I would also say to that is that the handicapping system is also based off of the rules of golf. And when you're posting scores and you are trying to establish an accurate handicap, whether to have a game with your group, an equitable game, or maybe to get into a competition, mm-hmm. the handicap system is based off of the rules and playing them fairly. So if I'm dropping a ball, if I hit a ball that I can't find and I don't hit a provisional and I go down there and I look and I just drop another ball without going back to the spot where I last played, which is required under the rules, well, I'm actually inflating my handicap lower, making my handicap lower than it should be because I'm not going back, adding the penalty stroke. I'm just dropping the ball there and I'm saying I'm hitting two, or maybe I'm adding a penalty stroke, but I'm not adding the distance portion of it. So I think it's very important for even casual play to play by the rules of golf.
Are there certain rules either that you noticed in watching people or maybe that people ask you about that are maybe the one that's the most misunderstood or the one that's the most abused, whether it's intentional or not, I guess?
Well, I think for casual play, that, you know, that first example was the one that in this day and age, I think with pace of play being so important to a lot of clubs to make sure, you know, they're generating as much revenue, they're getting players around, and players don't really want to play in more than 4 hours, 4.5 hours. So guys, instead of hitting a provisional, if they don't hit a provisional, they don't want to come all the way back to the tee for two reasons. It takes time, and they don't want to maybe be embarrassed by the guy standing on their group waiting for them. I think that's probably the most breached rule that I see commonly.
The two major governing bodies of golf, Royal and Ancient, which pretty much handles everything outside of the U.S. and the USGA, the United States Golf Association. People may think they get together and they revamp some rules or change some rules every year, but it's not that way, is it?
No, Jay, it's every 4 years, the rules of golf do change somewhat, and in some years are more major than the others. This year wasn't. In 2012 was a rules change year. It's every presidential election year or leap year. It's a good way to remember it. And this is just not, this doesn't happen overnight. It's a four-year process for a reason, because things evolve, and it takes a while for committees to hash things out, and they don't get to meet every day. It's a bunch of volunteers and other organizations that get together. The PGA Tour is even involved. They'll get together and talk through situations, then they'll go home and think about it, and then they'll come back to us. So again, 4 years is the period of time, but I think they need that 4 years to make sure that they zone in on what they want to change, to make sure that they don't have to go ahead next year and come out with a special decision on clarification. So they want to get things right the first time.
And that way you don't get any knee-jerk reactions to certain things that may have happened out there too, yeah. I think one of the things that the people have been talking about for years, and it was a change this year on the greens especially, this is affected with the wind blowing your ball off of, you know, where it's placed. Explain the change there that's taken place now this year.
Yeah, I think a really good change. Most of the changes this year have been penalty reductions, and this is one of them. In previous years, if you had addressed your golf ball anywhere on the golf course, and mainly it became on the putting green with the green speeds that we incur now, if you had grounded your club and taken your stance and the ball had moved, you had incurred a penalty stroke because you had addressed the golf ball and you were required to replace it. Well, in 2012, that changed. The definition of addressing the golf ball has changed to say that now once you've grounded the club, you've addressed it. No reference to stance whatsoever. But now also, if something else causes your ball to move, so maybe wind or water, gravity doesn't count, but if wind or water causes your ball to move, big gust of wind comes up, moves it, you just play it from its new position without a penalty. And consider this the Padre Carrington rule, because this happened to him numerous times. He was a big advocate of this change, where a couple years ago at the Masters, his ball had addressed it. Gust of wind comes up, moves it 6 inches, and he had to replace it with a one-stroke penalty. If this was today, if this was this year's Masters, he wouldn't have had that penalty. He would have played it from his new position.
And I think the important part is here, you play it from the new position, which could be 5 or 6 feet from where you started.
Exactly.
Either to your disadvantage or to your advantage, right?
It could be to your advantage. If it rolls into the hole, you hold out with your last stroke. But if it rolls into the water hazard, now your ball's in the water hazard, and you have to either play it as a lie or take the penalty that comes with it.
Pete Liss from the Colorado Golf Association, Director of Rules and Competition. You should have one of these babies right here, this little Rules of Golf book, in your bag at all times.
Absolutely. Always reference it. There's a great how to use a rule book introduction there in the beginning of the book. Throw it in the bag, and if you ever come across a situation, pull it out and use it.
Rules of Golf.
And there's an area, I mean, that you can... It can take a long time to read it, but there's also an area which basically gives the very nuts and bolts of what each rule is without going into all the depth, too.
Yeah, this is brand new for this year. This is the first time that I added it. It's a quick guide to the rules of golf. It just paraphrases all the rules. It comes really over the most commonly used stuff, puts it into language that the common golfer can understand, not the legal guys, not the guys that, like myself, who just sit around and study it all day. It gives it to the more common golfer so that they can paraphrase it, look through it, and have a better understanding of the rules.
Pete Liss from the Colorado Golf Association, Director of Rules and Competition. We visited with him yesterday after his 90-minute rules seminar. He boils it down to the basic, play the ball as it lies and the course as you find it. Of course, that doesn't always happen, and when it doesn't happen, then you dig out this little book right here, Rules of Golf. I looked in here last night, Jerry, for foot wedge, but I couldn't find any rule for the foot wedge at all. If you play golf a lot, you know what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And the nice thing about it, and I've got a rules book from way, way back. I don't even know how far it is. But the new one that we have now, we know it's going to be good for the next 4 years.
That's
because
right.
Whatever they've set for now will be good from 2012 through the end of 2015. And so there won't be anything new that we'll have to worry about, let's say, a year and a half from now. We're set for a four-year period here, and we roll with what we have right now and go from there.
And if you ever get a chance to take or go to a rules seminar, it'll be worth your while, especially if a guy like Pete Liss has given it. There's a video, there's a slideshow, and he really makes it entertaining and fun. A topic that could be real boring.
And a lot of clubs, especially private clubs, will have someone that is sort of a rules specialist because of all the tournaments and things that they put on.
Yeah.
So go to your club or your local facility and see if they've got a rules specialist, if you will, and he can help you too, he or she.
I want to thank Kathy Matthews from the Broadmoor for helping us get into that seminar yesterday as well. Jerry is here to take us on tour. When we come back, Tita Green continues live from the Broadmoor right after this.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help.
Call 888-831-7489.
If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you.
Call 888-831-7489.
Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone.
Call 888-831-7489.
This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
This segment of Tea to Green is being brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. If you're out of the area, call them at 719-471-9900. Not done yet. Jerry's here. Jerry's back to take us on tour.
PGA Tour at the Zurich Classic at the TPC Louisiana. Of course, that course was damaged quite heavily by Katrina, but they're missing a few trees, but the course is as good as new. And Jason Duffner with another chance to win here. Of course, he lost in the playoff to Keegan Bradley at the PGA last year. He's been close a couple times since, and he's got the lead again at minus 17 heading into today. That's two shots better than Graham DeLatte, three ahead of John Rollins and Ernie Els, trying for another win. It's been a while. And then there's three players at minus 13. So a good shootout expected there today, 3 p.m. on CBS for that one. The women are at the Mobile Bay Classic in
Mobile.
Very good. Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. Stacey Lewis, a pair of 67s the last couple days. She's at minus 14, two ahead of Brittany Lincecome. Kareen Ishe is at minus 11. Sun Young Yu and Lindsey Wright are at 10 under. And then there's a group of six at minus 9, including Kari Webb and Natalie Gulbis. So could be a wild finish there also. 3 p.m. on the Golf Channel. And no Champions Tour event this week.
And no Yanni Sen in that one? Or
no.
Ai Miyazato?
Yes. So
giving somebody else a chance to win.
Yeah, giving a couple of Americans a chance to be at the top. Yes, exactly. So, yeah. Right. Be nice to have an American win on American soil for a change. That hasn't happened in a while.
That would be, should be some good action on the tube today on both of the tours, the LPGA and the PGA Tour. Yeah, thanks to Roy Nix today from the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals. Hope you enjoyed the enlightening interview with him. AGCP.com is their website. Check it out. It's a really good website, and there's all kinds of good information there. And to Pete List, the Director of Rules and Competition for the Colorado Golf Association, for the great rules seminar he gave yesterday here at the Broadmoor, and for taking the time to chat with us about it as well. Thanks to Scott back at our San Francisco studios. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.